In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today is a very important but a beautiful day in the church, as two different and very exciting events take place and have taken place. The one that has taken place was the transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor. And what happened in that event, I'm sure most of you know, that Christ went on Mount Tabor and he emitted this radiant light. So the question that always comes to my mind on this day is the importance or the magnitude or the good or the bad that comes from a big bright light. And many of you who were alive back in World War II might know what I'm talking about. Because on this day in 1946, the atom bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. 45. I thought it said 46. And when that bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and the mushroom ball came up and the big white light came about, it was a big white bright light. But it was not a light of healing. It was not a light of faith. It was not a light of God. It was not a light of anything that was good. It was a light of death, because it killed hundreds of thousands of people. And yes, we all understand that it was the end of the war, but, you know, right or wrong, it happened. And this is where we have to understand and put our faith into the church and into God, to understand that there are always two sides. There's the good and there's the bad. And the good that we celebrate today is that magnificent light of Mount Tabor that our Christ emanated for the healing of people, for the well-being of people, so that people would come together, so that people would not fight, so that people would not be rude or mean to one another. But for some reason, as human beings, that's a lesson that we have very much difficulty in learning and abiding in. But hopefully, if we put our energies and we put our focus and we put our direction into building that relationship with God, that light that shined on Mount Tabor will hopefully shine within our hearts so that we can shine that to people around us. And the next event that takes place today is going to happen at the end of the service. Anybody know what that is? It's up here on the table. It's the blessing of the grapes. Somebody said, why are we blessing grapes? The blessing of the grapes is symbolic of the beginning of the harvest. Now, yes, we know that some fruits and vegetables have already been harvested. Some are still waiting to be harvested. But it is the beginning of the harvest, but it also tells us and also reminds us that this fruit that's being blessed today, the grapes, came from the earth, were given to us by God, were planted in the ground, came from the earth, and are returned to the church to become His holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. So the gifts that God gives us, we in turn take those gifts. We bless the gifts and we reunite them with our Lord so that they're changed into Holy Communion so that every single one of us can partake. So the earth becomes part of the divine. The good and the bad. So it all mixes together. It all is important and we have to look at it that way and try to understand it to the best we can. That the gifts that God gave us of these grapes will turn to communion. That white light, the Ramian white light of His transfiguration will bestow healing upon us. And that bright light of that atom bomb in 1945 will ever ring in our heads and be reminded of the destruction that we as human beings can do when we put our minds to it, which is sad. We need to put our minds to doing things that are good, doing things that are helpful, doing things that are healthy, so that we can build that relationship with God. Because as we partake today of Holy Communion, That needs to get, and that needs to be our strength so that we can unite with our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.